The Chemical Reporter.
Welcome back. I'm Jeff, your Chemical Reporter, with a new edition of our podcast. Today's question is from Isabel in Nairobi, Kenya. She would like to know, how does deodorant work? Our skin contains approximately 2.5 million sweat glands spread over our entire body. Figuratively speaking, our body's air conditioning. Our body temperature sinks through evaporating sweat, also known as the cooling effect of cold evaporation. When it gets hot, our sweat glands are activated and we begin to sweat. The sweat meanders through small canals, rising to the skin surface via tiny openings or sweat pores. There, the necessary cooling occurs through its evaporation, yet also creates an unpleasant, sweaty smell. Fresh sweat actually has no odor. It consists of 99% water and is inherently odorless. However, sweat also contains fatty acids. And we have natural bacteria on our skin. When the bacteria begins to decompose the fatty acids, for example, turning them into butyric or formic acid, the typical sweat smell emerges. This happens especially under our arms faster than we would like it to. This is probably because the bacteria are quite at home in our warm armpits. This is where the deodorant comes into play. It decreases the smell of sweat by killing the bacteria, for example, with alcohol. Many other deodorants take it a step further. They simply block the sweat pores, thus taking away the bacteria's nourishment. To achieve this, so-called antiperspirants are added. In other words, substances that prevent sweating. Their main ingredients are chemically known as aluminum-based compounds. They set themselves in the sweat canals, absorbing the water and briefly blocking the sweat glands. The minimal sweat smell that still sneaks past this chemical trick is then covered by scented substances that have also been added. Instead of sweat, one smells of tropical fruit or oriental spices. By the way, the term deodorant stems from Latin and translated means to unsmell. It is also a typically Western concept. For example, most Chinese people generally don't use a deodorant, and they don't really have to. Genetically seen, they have fewer odor glands. Yet in Western cultural circles, less is still best. Too much deodorant can smell too much and cause skin irritations. Besides, body odor can also be something positive. Every person has their own personal scent as unique as their fingerprint. This is how we decide if we like someone or can get along with them, whether we can stand or rather smell them or not. Well, the irresistible smell of freshly baked pie has just grabbed my attention, so I'm going to follow my nose and check it out. This is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter, signing off until next week.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.